This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out following his indictment by a Manhattan grand jury. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Former President Donald Trump says his unprecedented indictment on charges involving payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign is political persecution. Trump, who has always denied any wrongdoing and repeatedly attacked the probe, predicted the indictment will damage Democrats in 2024. In a statement, his lawyers said Trump did not commit any crime. They said they will offer a vigorous defense to what they say is a political prosecution. The Manhattan District Attorney's investigation centered on money paid to former porn actor Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, whom Trump feared would go public with claims that they had extramarital sexual encounters with him. Trump is expected to surrender to authorities next week. I'm Norman Hall.
Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's bid to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle of the Nordic country's ascension into the Western Alliance. Finland and neighboring Sweden each dropped decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their accession, bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July. NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for Finland and Sweden. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has repeatedly said he expected both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. And Kenya, Nairobi faced another day of anti-government protests called by opposition leader Raila Odinga, who was accusing the president, William Ruto, of stealing last year's election and failing to control the surging cost of living. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday pledged continuing cooperation with Tanzania as she met with the country's president, the only female head of state in Africa, in the middle of her first official visit to the continent. Tanzania's president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, took office when former President John Magufuli died in 2021. She is credited for rolling back some of his unpopular policies, such as his resistance to COVID-19 vaccinations, his ban on pregnant schoolgirls, and his limits on freedoms of expression. The United States will provide $560 million in bilateral assistance to Tanzania in the next fiscal year. The White House is condemning the arrest of an American journalist who has been taken into custody and jailed in Russia on spy charges. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The State Department says it's been in contact with the Russian government, while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says
targeting of American citizens by the Russian government is absolutely, completely unacceptable.
Evan Gershkovich works for the Wall Street Journal. Russian security officials say he was arrested in the Ural Mountains, trying to obtain classified information about a military complex. The KGB alleges he was acting on instructions from the U.S. government.
Sadly, this is not a new tactic for Mr. Putin and for Russian officials.
The White House says the administration's been in contact with Gerkovich's family. This is the first time since the mid-80s a U.S. correspondent has been jailed on spying charges by Russia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senegal's top opposition leader has been given a two-month suspended sentence after being found guilty of libel. Ousmane Sonko, Thursday, convicted of spreading false statements and will have to pay about $330,000 to the Minister of Tourism, who accused the politician of defamation and public insults. Sonko had alleged the minister stole $47 million from a government agency. Sonko did not attend Thursday's hearing. Pope Francis' health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection, and he has resumed working while his treatments continue, the Vatican spokesman said in a statement on Thursday. We get more from Lauren Anthony.
Pope Francis's health is improving, and he started working again after being hospitalized with a respiratory infection. That's according to a Vatican spokesman, who also said treatment for the pontiff is ongoing. All of this comes as preparations for Easter events were underway on Thursday. The Pope was unexpectedly taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Wednesday after complaining of breathing difficulties.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.